USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices at the Centers for Disease Control has added its approval to the emergency use authorization for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. The CDC committee voted Saturday to recommend the vaccine for use for people 16 years or older. With the FDA's approval Friday night, vaccines have already begun to be shipped across the country. However, some may be wary of the shot based on how quickly approval has come. Dr. Stephen Hahn, FDA commissioner, says the agency was able to quickly evaluate all the data surrounding the vaccine's safety.
We applied our high standards of review in reviewing this product so that Americans can have trust and confidence that the vaccine meets FDA's rigorous standards for safety and effectiveness. And with this authorization, we know that our federal partners are already moving to distribute the first doses of the vaccine throughout the country.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
President-elect Joe Biden has made his pick to run the Department of Veterans Affairs. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Biden has appointed Dennis McDonough as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
He shares my belief that we have many obligations as a nation. We have only one truly sacred obligation, to prepare and equip our troops that we send into harm's way, and then to care for them and their families when they return.
McDonough was President Obama's chief of staff from 2013 to 2017. President-elect Biden said he played a key role in improving health care for veterans during the administration. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And President Trump has added a federal holiday to the calendar this year. The executive order, signed Friday, makes Christmas Eve, Thursday, December 24th, a federal holiday, giving federal workers a fully paid day off. Traditionally, past presidents have offered federal workers a half day in the past. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A popular outerwear company says no thanks to an oil company. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Inovex Downhole Solutions says it was recently denied an order of jackets by the North Face, a popular outdoor recreation company, because they are in the gas and oil business. Inovex, based in Houston, says they were planning on getting each of their employees a Christmas gift. This year it was supposed to be a North Face jacket with an Inovex logo. Instead of sending the company the jackets they requested, the company received a letter from the North Face saying they don't want to support the oil and gas industry in the same way they'd reject something from the porn industry or tobacco industry. Local TV stations in Odessa have reached out to the North Face for comment, but they have not yet responded. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Early top 25 college football action on Saturday saw number one Alabama cruise into the SEC championship with a 52-3 beating of Arkansas. They'll take on number six Florida next weekend. Number nine Georgia beat number 25 Missouri 49-14. Number 14 Northwestern finish off Illinois 28-10. The Wildcats now go on to the Big Ten championship to face number four Ohio State, whose traditional rivalry game with Michigan was canceled this week. And Utah upset number 21 Colorado 38-21. The Buffaloes' loss clinches a spot in the Pac-12 title game for number 15 USC. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.